Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Who'd have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass?
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. On a Wednesday night, chilling, maxing, relaxing. Gonna kick back and have fun like we always do about this time. My dog, Wick, what's up, brother?
What it do?
Ah, man, you know we kicking back. Look at Snow, what's happening with you?
What's going on?
You say what?
I said, hey, what's going on?
Oh, see, I told you got to be. Oh, man, you was in the running, but I think I got to put you out.
I was
Miss
on Pimp. Point.
No,
yeah, man.
What's up, baby? How's it going?
Good morning. Good
evening and good night. This has been a long ass day. Hey, I gotta already forewarn y'all, dog. If I'm on call, so if this page go off, I might have to cut the show off a little bit early. I don't know. I gotta see how it's working out. Janine, with your late ass, how you doing?
Oh, goodness. My whole equilibrium is off in regards to time. I don't understand it.
Right. She that motherfucker that always like try to slide in the classroom late while the teacher is writing on the chalkboard. To the office she go. So it's good, people. How was everybody's day? You know, I don't ask that enough. How's everybody's day been going? Everybody had a good day. Somebody had a fucked up
day. Hell no.
Yeah, fucked up day, baby.
Fucked up.
Come on, air it out. What's wrong?
Okay.
What, man,
let's start by, gosh. Well, my water heater busted while I was at work.
That ain't good.
Property manager didn't care at all. But in the middle of that, found out that my bike just disappeared. Put it like this. They didn't steal my bike. I had my bike at my old job. But the maintenance man, we shared a garage. You know, I'm not there no more, but, you know, it was a wintertime hell. Why should I have to take the surge? You feel me? So, you know, I kept it at the job, and this bastard moves and takes off with my bike.
Damn.
And then quit his job. So this is all gathered information today. It's not been a good day for me. Not.
You need some dick.
Not at all.
You need some dick.
Right. I need something. Yeah. I'm, like, really sick about my bike, though. I'm really sick about that, but.
Don't worry about it. Good dick, you forget all about that bike.
I know, man. You drive puff that damn bike. That bike's not keeping me warm at night.
All right. You find, you get something else to ride, you'll be all right. You go find something else to ride. Okay. What about you, Lucas, though? How was your day?
My today was better than yesterday. Well, other than the fact that I had to put my car back in the shop, but it's fixed, and I'm a little bit broker, but my car is cool.
Okay, well, you know what you need, right?
Hell yeah, you need my address. You know, I've been offering you my address for like 2 weeks.
Okay. We're going to have to, wait till we get the site totally together, then you can just, you fuck around and put it out here at 9, then you fuck around and motherfucker be talking about, it's me, Taz. That's happening on your motherfucking window. I'm just saying, you don't want to put it out here on the air.
You're right, I know.
I'm saying. Janine, how was your day?
Oh, I had a lovely, lovely day.
See, hold on, lady. See, that right there, I already tell you, she already got some dick. See?
You're right.
Like y'all and her, it was like...
Right. A lovely, lovely day.
Right, yeah.
Don't you.
She already has some dick, see? Now she like a hoe. Too bad for you guys.
I know. A little bit jealous. I don't hate on her, though.
Oh, goodness. All right, I gotta ask my boy, Wick, how your day been going?
Man, I feel bad for the ladies that didn't have no good dick. I can give it to them, though, you know. My day was pretty damn good. You know, I feel I can give happiness to somebody else. I can do that.
Well,
now see, that, ladies, that's a good man right there. Willing to help you out at any point in time.
Well, thank you, Cass.
You're a yeoman and a scholar, man. I appreciate that.
I try to take out to you, sir.
There you go. And there you have it. What's up, caller? Who is calling in?
It's Molly Maul.
Marley. They've been killing me, Marley. They be killing me, dog. I was like, damn, what my man, Marley, you done missed all out, man. You done missed about dominatrix. Marley, I'm a master in training. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm a master in training. The problem is I just got to find a new congregation because these
congregation or harem.
Now, Marley, Miss Pimp been trying to show this way. Miss Pimp been fucking up her damn self, so I don't know.
No.
Nah, cause she a dominatrix with standards. I mean, what with morals? What kind of shit is this?
I don't know. I guess you gotta have some
morals. You got it confused.
No, hold on. Now I gotta ask my man Marley. Marley, have you ever indulged in that type of life? Have you ever indulged in the dominatrix and all that shit?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that stuff on TV. I ain't too cool with somebody up there pinching my balls and whooping my ass.
I feel you, brother.
You know what? Don't say that, but I'm here to tell you.
Man, smack me with a whip and chick. Nah.
Oh, no, Wick, you ain't been on.
Don't say that.
Wick, when you act up, she grab you by your dick and smack your balls when you act up.
Oh, hell no. My shit tender. I don't like a gust of wind to go down there.
Oh, shit. I got tender nuts. You talking about smacking them motherfuckers? Bad boy.
If it ain't no lips, it shouldn't be down there. No lips or some soft hands. You can't have no rough hands either.
Vaseline on them bad boys.
That's crazy, man. Some people like that shit.
Hey, man. Oh, see, what you ain't. You been gone for a while, man. You ain't been on here, man. I'm a master in training. I'm getting my shit together. I call it the congregation. They say don't call it that, but fuck it. Shit. The congregation, the flock, the brood, whatever the fuck you wanna call it. I'm gonna get it together. But now, you know, I tried to incorporate the ladies of Sin City on here, but
if I know them three, they ain't cooperating at all.
He got to get his training first. He have to go through his training first. He can't be no master untrained.
No, hold on now. This is my thing. This is my thing.
You want us to write the contract, sign the contract? You know what
I'm
saying? I got the contract. I done wrote the contract. Like I said, man. Now, Marley, you help me here. How am I supposed to have a congregation where the pimp, she don't swallow. She don't swallow so that I can't get that pleasure. Liquor store, no threesomes. You can't get no threesomes with her, so what? That's the pleasure. And then, shit, Janine telling me what I got to do. Yeah, you get down. No, you get on all four. Wait a minute. She's trying to put the choker on me. So how the hell? What am I doing wrong here?
Let me do this, nigga. I got this.
Right. You know, but then they say if I pull the pimp hand out, I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm not supposed to pull the pimp hand out. But you know what? Maybe I need who has the 50 Shades of Grey? Anybody has those books? It's three of them, right?
Of what?
Three of them.
I believe it's three.
Three
books of what?
The 50 Shades of Grey.
Read that.
You, Marley, you read that book?
Nope, I never read that. I heard of it, but I never read it.
Hell, Cass, that really, one was enough. I fucked for a goddamn week. Man, shit, I was killing my goddamn girl.
You know what? Because I just want to see that. I just need the actual contract that he wrote up because I kind of remember some of it.
I want to make sure
I got the actual contract.
You know, I take some of the stuff he had in there. You know, he is a little string for me.
Well, I mean, shit. In these
see,
days
so
and times,
don't get you wrong.
You know,
okay,
it's string to be good.
Look here, Master Cass, okay? You get me a book, I'll read the book. Okay. I'll sign the contract.
Well, hell, I got a manual for you right now. It ain't that.
I don't want the man rules. I don't want that shit. You keep that, okay?
Oh, then see, there you go. There you go. See, that's what you being hard. You know what? And I know we didn't talk about this a couple of weeks. And normally we don't talk about the same thing for a couple more than 1 or 2 weeks or 1 or 2 days. But y'all gonna get this shit down. And I'm not playing. Now I done spoke.
well, maybe you need to.
Here we go. Hold on, y'all. We got the other part of the harem coming in. Hey, Selena. Hello.
Hello.
What you
doing,
rubber ass?
I have no idea.
What you call me, Selena?
Oh shit! I thought you was Selena. My fault, Waylo.
Ain't no damn Selena.
Hey, look here, man. I can't remember every goddamn number to come on through here. Shit, I'm doing good now. What's going on with your partner? How you been, man?
Shit, man. I stepped outside real quick to say what up at the work, at the job. Work.
All right. You know what? Hey, Waylo, I need your help, bro. I'm trying to get into this. This dominatrix shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the master. Alright?
What, you wanna control the dominatrix? I mean, you wanna control the lady?
Yeah, but see, I need some of that rhinoceros piss that you be having, cause I know if I can get some of that, that motherfucker 4 hours, I can kill him. I know I can get the motherfucker to do what I say.
Alright, this is what you do. Drink you a Colt 45. Go in the bathroom, you point your dick up towards her mouth and aim.
You know what? And the fucked up part is that somebody actually wrote this down. So your dick up and aim. And the fucked up part is I actually started listening. I was like, Code 45, okay, I can do that. All right, Waylo, what's going on with you?
Get your giggles, man. Shit, man. Just wanted to call in and show some love for my for the steel stop spinning.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey man, is you still doing the music thing, right?
Hell no. I don't know what's going on with my music thing. The folks come and go, that's all I say. But I still do my CDs, you know.
Okay, well, you know what, man? I still need to get up with you because I got a guy that's, you know, he's trying to get his music out there. He's trying to get some CDs pressed.
All right, that's cool. Said, I'm about to buy a house, too, next month. Once I get my house, get my little setup, I'll be able to do T-shirts then. So I'll be on the lookout.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know how we do it. Shit, you know we always going to have to connect with each other.
Yeah, still meal being good to a brother. Keep me in here all day. Might as well spend my money on something. Gotta make me some money.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't mad at you at all, shit. Hey, that's how it's supposed to be. Wait, look, I know you're at work, but before you get off here, man, I gotta ask you something. Have you ever watched that show, Sex Sent Me to the ER?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
You said what to the ER?
Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Yes, I have.
Man, have you seen some of the shit, some of the antics that they do on that damn show? That shit is
the only, I think I caught that show like one time, and the one time I caught it, a chick had a cucumber stuck in her ass. A man had a hot dog stuck in his ass, and there was some other shit that was stuck somewhere that wasn't supposed to be there.
Wow.
That's crazy. I mean, okay.
Well, Doc, I got this hot dog stuck in my ass, and I need you to retract it. I mean, seriously?
You'd be amazed.
No, I wouldn't.
I used to date a chick that worked in the ER, and man had a race car stuck in his ass, all kinds of crazy shit.
Which brings me to my question. I mean, as far as, like, the using the food in sex. I mean, do y'all really like, you know, because my thing is, if motherfuckers stick a banana up in there, I hope y'all make sure he eat that whole motherfucker. Because, you know, a banana stuck in there, that motherfucker get right in after 2 days, you're going to be fucked up.
I knew a chick that didn't use a cucumber.
Are them chicks that get condoms stuck in their pussy and can't get them out, all you know it's two or three in there.
Oh, they had one. We talked about that yesterday. Old girl had a condom stuck in her, and she thought she had an STD. She thought her dude gave her the STD. Come to find out,
Hell, she had
a condom stuck in her. She had a condom stuck in her. The motherfucking doctor was like, why would you leave this condom in your wife? He said, shit, I ain't used the condom in 9 years.
That's fucked up. Hey, I'm going to put y'all on mute. I'll be right back.
All right, that's what's up. So, I mean, like I say, we I know we joking laugh about a lot of shit, but I'm dead serious about this motherfucking Marley. What you gonna do?
Yeah, know what's going on?
Now, sick. I mean, they found a condom stuck in them, and you ain't used no condom in 9 years. What you gonna do?
It's gonna be some slow singing, some flower bringing going on. You know?
See, I know, like I said, I know I asked these questions yesterday, but I didn't have no men on here to answer the questions. I was the only man that could answer the question. Wick, what about you?
Man, it's going to be from that Trapped in the Closet, Volume 2.
Dr. Ross, can I stay here with you, please? Because he gonna kill me.
No, you don't, Josh. Don't go nobody else. Where you going? You gonna ask for this,
man?
Shit?
And that's what I say. You know
what?
I'm
on my ass talking about. I gave you an STD too.
Oh,
right.
Never knew when required. You always gotta do it.
Right now, what can she say to you?
Nothing. But just look here with some googly eyes.
I can tell you what she could say.
That's what she could say.
Was that Wick? I can't hear. I'm steady choking her.
Yeah.
Speak up. Speak up.
get the church stop.
She's gonna be lifting so far.
I want to hear right now.
She's gonna be lifting so far up in the air and go to the near Earth's crust. By the time I get through with her
Well, I see that and that lady, there y'all go. I wasn't the only one thinking like that. See, I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, come that's bogus as hell. And she probably was riding them too. Motherfucker, who bust the bitch you fucking? You done gave me this shit, da da da. He's steady like, man, I ain't gave you shit. Next thing you know, she got a condom in her shit. This man ain't got a condom in 8 years.
Nine.
Bitch, what you gave me?
Sure enough.
And she comes to you and she say, well, at least we used the rubber.
Man, I'll punch that bitch in the eye. You better not say no shit like that.
Could get an attitude. Well, forget it. Next time I won't be trying to protect you then.
Oh, oh you a dead
I'm sorry. That's an open hand slap in the mouth, man.
Open hand slap.
Open hand slap in the mouth. Oh,
that'd be a Sartesian. A dang old Sartesian slap, boy. Real.
That's the Sartesian. I ain't heard that in a while. That's the Sartesian.
Yeah, give her a fake Sartesian slap.
Oh, yeah. That's, get an attitude.
Y'all know how
right,
weather do.
Maybe next time I won't leave
you nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah, that could turn
real. If you had been paying me some attention, we wouldn't be going
yeah, okay.
All this shit I be trying to do for you, see?
See
that's why I don't get no credit for nothing.
See, that's,
yeah, okay.
That's when it turned.
Hey, that's when you get the top.
Wait.
That's when you get the crime.
How Bernie Mac? How Bernie Mac do dude in the casket and so many every time I
oh.
You gonna get Marcus Hook?
Hell yeah, you motherfucker! Hey, but you know what? Now let me ask the lady something. All right, okay, your man, you come home, and your man didn't install the pole in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I mean, you might not be the most advanced with the pole, you know what I'm saying? You know, but will you at least play with it, or will you just be like, I ain't finna do it?
It's time for some pole dancing lessons.
Okay. So you gonna go take a pole dancing lesson?
Yeah, I'm gonna get some private lessons.
Private.
Okay. What?
That's not fair. We supposed to be a team, though. We supposed to be a team.
But I'm getting the lesson at the house. I want to use my pole.
Right, see, Wick, I think you jumped the gun on that one, Wick. I mean, okay, so now I'm a
look on that.
Look, so what about you?
Well, I'm never gonna tell you no. You know what I'm saying? As long as you realize that I'm not a stripper and I don't know exactly what I'm doing on this thing, but you know, hell yeah, I put the effort into it, and you know, while you at work. Shit, I'm at home.
I'm
gonna be practicing, and yeah, fuck yeah, run it.
Hey,
I'm an overachiever.
Okay, that's what's up too. What, Miss Pimp at? Miss Pimp, where you
man,
at?
Man, I'm on that thing. I'm on that thing.
Okay. Now, because I'm just saying, because I hear a lot of ladies like, you know, well, I mean, because I didn't see the situation where, and their first thing they say was, well, I didn't tell you to put one in there.
I mean, I look at it as, okay, there, you know, you could, as my man, you could say, okay, every Friday night I'm going to the strip club, you know, but you're not doing that. You like, I want to see you, you know what I'm saying, work this pole. So I'm taking it as, okay, shit, you could be doing something worse, so the least I could do is accommodate, the, you know what I'm saying, the fact that I know you could be at the strip club spending our money and getting your dick, you know what I'm saying, your rocks off by somebody else. Like that.
Like, where the dollars at, nigga? Where the dollars at?
Exactly. And I want my dollars, too.
Yeah, I want all of them
chips. Don't be trying to cheat me.
Well, you get a bunch of IOUs. You
know? Now, Marley. Marley, you know we can throw big money at them. Long as y'all have direct money, we throwing at y'all. Shit,
exactly.
Y'all cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get $700. Here you go. Right. Now you do know what you got to do with that money once you pick it up.
I was glad you throw some grocery money at her, but here you go. Here goes grocery money right here.
Yeah. Here goes grocery money. Here goes the rent money. The whole nine yards.
Hell yeah. And when you get through dicking me down after I get out this poem and go take care of every last one of them things, we can do it tomorrow night, too.
You know what? And I do believe that would be I honestly think that would be fun. I think people should do more spontaneous things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean,
sure.
Yeah, that's what the strippers working for. They rent. Hell, you working for your rent. Shit, have some fun with it. I mean, I just want to believe that, because I notice a lot of people after so long, it's like, I ain't finna be doing that shit. I ain't finna be doing this. I ain't finna be doing that. Why not? Why not please your lady? Why not please your man?
I have Batman night, so.
I'll have Batman night. Okay, hold on, y'all. All right, Miss Pimp, what the hell is Batman night?
Seeing how you ask. That's right. He get on his Batman suit, and I am Batgirl. And we meet up at the K.
See, Wick was thinking the same thing I was thinking. Why you don't dress up like Cat? Why you don't dress like Catwoman?
Well, he likes Batman. He likes Batman. He's got the whole ensemble.
Yeah, I'll be Batman. See, I want mine to be better.
He goes the whole cape, the mask, the whole everything. We go. I would go to a bar, go shoot some food, and we meet
up in the Batcave. Hold up, y'all go out to the clubs with this Batman outfit on.
Bullshit ain't nothing, we've done that.
Wait a minute, that was your dude I seen downtown with that Batman outfit on?
You are retired. He won't be without me.
Well, shit, I seen the motherfucker. I was finna ask, was that you with the Incredible Hulk outfit on? Because that motherfucker was walking right behind him with the Incredible Hulk outfit on. So,
Oh my God.
No, I'm not bullshitting. I was going downtown and I seen a motherfucker. I seen a motherfucker with a Batman outfit on. And I'm looking at this motherfucker and, you know, I'm like, you know, this ain't Comic Con. Why this motherfucker just walking down shooting this man out there?
Oh yeah, we do that.
He gets in full costume.
Full costume. Matter of fact, one of them posted on my Instagram page. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all this. I'm not going to no motherfucking club in no Batman outfit. That's not gonna happen.
Not a club, like a little bar that has pool tables or something like that. You know.
Yeah, some places be having like little, you know, theme night and stuff like that for you.
Okay, not this theme night.
No, we don't. We ain't mean there ain't no same night as shit. We just, that's what we do.
Y'all just walk in. And just,
damn
y'all
right.
Walk in
that's
like
what,
Batman. And, wait a minute.
Batman and Batgirl.
Y'all walk in like Batman and Batgirl.
On everything, yes.
Man, so help me if I walk in JD's and see you in a Batman and him in a bat, y'all in these bat outfits, I'm going crazy.
Done that.
When they leave there, though, when they leave there, y'all, they finna go fuck like that. That's what they finna go
to the back cage. They damn right.
Wait a minute.
You know, he's upside down. He finna have her in all a crazy ass.
All I'm asking is that y'all don't get into no motherfucking into no Pinto. At least get in the car with a drop. Y'all being Batman and Batgirl, y'all get into a Pinto, I'm for the clown, y'all.
Even a motorcycle. It's not a Pinto.
Right, y'all need to get on a motorcycle. Just don't get into a Pinto.
You know what? My bike is gone. I can't do it. No more.
No. Not no bike. Wait a minute. You talking about a motorcycle, right?
Yes.
Okay, because if y'all fucked around and got on a Huffy or a Swing, I'm gonna be like, oh
man,
God.
Good job.
I come through the phone and just
she's sitting in the basket in the front.
Oh my goodness!
Hey, they do have a little, what's those little things that you stand on in the back to like. Little things in the back.
Okay.
Hell no. Nah. This little cape, well, my cape will be flapping in the wind.
he took it old school. He got the radio on the handlebar, so press play.
Hell no.
But you know what? Now I'm not gonna lie. You better than me. I couldn't go out in public with it.
Yeah,
but
I could. Much as I'm a
I would try though.
It's fun, you know.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. And you know what? We started. It was like maybe like my birthday is the 1st of October, so it was right after classic. That we were just like, you know what? We went to the mall and just like walked past it and then back, and he just seen the Batman suit and was like, I want it. Okay. And he was like,
okay,
cool.
Is
that girl stuff.
Is it the new Batman? Oh. Is it the new Batman or the Adam West Batman?
You know what?
Is it the Batman with the gray? Do he got the gray outfit on with the blue face?
No, it's black.
All right, that's the new Batman.
Okay,
yeah,
the one with
black.
The muscles, the one with the muscles in it, right?
Yeah, it got to be that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I like the old school. I want the other one, the tight one.
Oh, you ain't shit. Man. You got more company than Adam West.
That's definitely only in the bedroom. I ain't going out there. Kick all out and shit.
That's going all out and shit.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Well, I couldn't think of nothing else to have like a, you know, Catwoman, but there's no guy for it, so, you know.
Well, you could have been Robin.
Yeah,
I remember
it is fun.
They did have a female Robin at one point in time. I mean,
yeah,
it was briefly.
Yeah.
But they had a female Robin.
I don't know nothing about
what?
That.
I didn't know that there was a female Hulk. She-Hulk.
Yeah.
What?
She-Hulk.
I did
She-Hulk.
Not know about She-Hulk.
Yeah, that's his cousin. Yeah, I'm a geek.
Oh, they're related? Okay.
Yeah, damn near female version to all of them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But sure, I just really didn't know. I was watching,
you know, unlike the kids of these days, my
hold on, y'all.
One is I was eating cereal.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, this, how's everybody doing? Good morning.
What it do? What it do?
Who is this?
This Peaches.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Oh, Miss Peaches.
Hey, hey.
What's going on with you?
Nothing going on with you, everybody.
We kick it back. We relaxing. Hey, well, since you're on here, Miss Peaches, let me ask you. Well, I know you do. But let me ask you, who have you dressed up like? Who have you dressed up? Have you ever dressed up like any cartoon characters?
Yeah, Betty Boo.
Betty Boo.
Ooh, I like
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Okay.
What up
what you say, Wick?
Had a big-ass head. But I like Betty Boo.
Betty Boo do not have a big old head. She have a lot of hair.
I'm sorry. She had a big old head, but a badass body. Betty Boo had a big head. That bitch had a big
head. Girl. That's my girl.
Don't get me wrong. I would have hit it. But she had a big ass head.
Betty Boo probably got shit on Jessica Rabbit, though.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit was fine.
Jessica Rabbit was tall and thin.
You know what? Now I would love to have a female dressed up like Jessica Rabbit. I would love.
Let me ask you this question: would she have to have?
She had a fat ass for a cartoon too.
Would she have to have Jessica Rabbit's figure for that to turn you on? You know what I'm saying? What if she was just, you know, an average shaped woman, but she put on the costume and she could wear it well, but she wasn't shaped like Jessica Rabbit?
If you're doing it
for me,
I'm with you. Right.
What if she has some nice curves and nice big luscious boobs?
That's even better. I'm a titty man myself. I'm just saying, you know.
I was like, shit, whatever you going to do. I mean, you know what? My thing is this, and I think a lot of times that a lot of women don't be thinking like, just going to turn a man on. A lot of times y'all find out if y'all do certain things, like the simplest things will turn a man on. Because, I mean, shit, we want to feel.
I know.
You know, we want to feel appreciated, too. You know?
Right.
Like, man, you did this for me. You know? And, I mean, a lot
Chuck
of times.
Chuck D and the Bride of Chuck D and be next.
You said Chuck.
As long as you don't come to bed with
Chuck
that damn knife, we all right.
Yeah, Chuck D and the Bride of Chuck D is next.
I don't know if you want to, I don't know, wait a minute, okay, so you're going to be the bride of Chucky, right?
That's right.
Okay,
no,
okay.
I'm
about to say, because if you come dressed like Chucky, I'm going to knock that shit out of you.
They want to play.
Come on,
friends,
to the end.
Hey, let me ask the guys a question. Let me ask all the guys a question. What cartoon character would you dress like in the bedroom? Start with Cass.
It all depends. If I ain't liking you, I'm going to dress like the Flash. I don't know. I mean, I'm the type, I would, whatever your fantasy would be, I would try to apply to it. But, you know, like I said, I don't know. I mean, if you... Just don't try to dress me up like no gay motherfucker. As long as you don't try to dress me up like no gay motherfucker, that Raggedy Ann and Andy, some shit like that, no, I'm not doing that. No Care Bears, no motherfucking none of that junk. Right.
Who else on here? Answer the question. Who else on here? Answer the same question. Who else on here?
I'll be honest, like a Machichi.
A Machi Chi. They got
bunch of trouble trolls.
Say, motherfucking naked with a lot of hair with the ass out.
You know what? Hold up. Hold on, Waylo. You took my joke. I was just about to tell Wick all he got to do is just shave the back of his ass. He's the pastor.
Don't Wick. You going to let that ride, Wick?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck you.
I'm going to take that. You sitting Sam.
You just mad he could never grow no hair on his chest.
Oh man, y'all silly. Treasure trunk.
Hey man,
look, cut his hair, try to glue it on in the bathroom.
I'm a thug.
This motherfucker had hair on his chest when we was 8. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You know what? Oh my goodness, it's you crazy. My little nephew-in-law is 4. If my son is 4, they be high. They're 6 months apart, okay, but he's younger than my son. So, but this baby, he has a mustache. He got hair on his chest and hair on his back. Now, you know what I'm saying? I haven't given him a bath or wiped his ass or nothing like that, so I don't know about his mental reasons, but he's 4, and he has a full fucking mustache.
That's a super.
That was way.
Wow. Take a picture of that one to me. Huh?
That'll fall off.
What'd you say, Kat?
That was you. Shit, that motherfucker had hair on his chest. Fuck this motherfucker. And you know what? And I'm going to tell y'all something. I had a female that tried to make me feel so bad. She asked, when we were young, we were like, wait a minute, I think I was like 15, 16, somewhere along those lines. And she said, well, how much hair you got on your chest? Hair I got on, I ain't even got a mustache. You talking about hair on my chest? You know what she gonna tell me? She gonna say, I guess I could talk to you anyway. Who the fuck are you talking to? Billy D. Williams? Shit. Who the fuck is you been talking to?
Shit, I had one tell me she wouldn't talk to me because I ain't have a damn police record. And she was dead serious.
Damn.
I need a convict.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You complain to me.
Oh, my God.
What you say, Miss Tim? People like what they like. People like what they like.
Whatever. You know what?
If I'm running to a lady that likes hair, I'm fucked because I don't like her. Yeah. I ain't got no hair on my chest. I shave everything. I'm in trouble.
I'm the perfect match for it. I got hair on my chest.
Hey, Marley. Marley, you say she was mad at you because you ain't had no record, right?
Yeah, she's like, are you a 32 shoes? I said, damn.
You know what? You should have smacked and said, bitch, now I'm finna catch my first case. And smacked the shit out of her motherfucking ass.
You should have did the opposite. You should have bent the ass over and tell you about to get a rape charge.
Oh, my God.
He probably would have
slapped
her and bought him a damn
wearing
ring. Who do you marry me?
Yeah, I'm about to catch the case right now. I'm about to smack the shit out of you.
Oh, what kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? We were still in high school. I said, what the hell you want me to do? Hell, rob the damn liquor store or something? You know what I'm saying?
You say, what you want me to do? Stick up the liquor store? Rob a, steal a car? What?
Yeah.
Shit. You try to make me be a motherfucking common criminal. I'm just a petty thug. All right,
well, let me ask you this. Would you call the police if I whoop your ass right now?
Right, shit. And bitch, you better bail me out as soon as these motherfuckers pick me up. I will, baby. I will. What they say? He said he going to take me to the Bahamas and watch the sunrise as soon as my eye opens. Yeah, that's you know, bitch.
Oh, man.
I cannot stand you. You need some help.
Hey, I'm about to get up off of here and get on. If y'all still on, when I get out of here, I'll call back in. But to answer Miss Lady's question, I'd be Inspector Gadget. Nigga, I always got on a hat,
trench coat and shoes and socks. You open that coat up. Nothing but this.
You naked under that fresh neck under that coat?
Yep.
We ain't gonna do that shit now. Ain't nobody even asked him. Shit, he got to get went to jail 3 times for indecent exposure with that goddamn trench coat on.
Hey,
what you say his girl phone, when he called his girl phone ring?
Right.
And she like, oh, daddy calling, that's my gadget, baby.
Go, gadget, go. They way low get the heat, they be hollering, go, gadget, go. That's a hell of a song to be playing while you fucking too.
You
know what? I'm finna download that shit. That shit's going on my playlist.
Say some bedroom music for your ass right there.
Oh my
exactly.
Goodness.
Well,
you should make a little CD with all the like theme music. You know what I'm saying? All your favorite little theme music, shit. And every time the music change, you know what I'm saying? You switch up your style on her. Oh, man, that'd be hard.
Your stroke
change. Oh yeah, I'm telling you, I'm ladies, I'm telling you right now. If you fuck with me, I'm finna put that on my playlist.
Lord,
I have to have
when
my
you
own
hear that
song, my AMG.
Hey, if I pull up to your crib and you hear that music bumping down my truck, you already know.
Hey, it's about to go down.
It's gonna go down.
Hey, every playing needs theme music.
I'm not bullshitting. Watch. Y'all think I'm bullshitting? Let me pull up to your house late night. You hear that? Go, gadget, go! Hey, he been pissed. I'm coming out just like Way Low said. Trench coat, a hat on. Shit, go, gadget, nuts. Shit.
All right, so I'm about to get out of here.
All right, Way Low.
All right, brother, you be easy, man.
Let's.
Hell no. Hello. I'm telling y'all, dog, that's the new one. You know what? Y'all might call in next week. That might be the new theme song.
That's your new theme.
I will die.
That might be the new theme song. The gadget. Go, gadget. Okay, now, come on now. Now, which one of y'all, I mean, and I know you little girl. I know when y'all was little girls, y'all was just fast as hell. And Janine, I'm gonna ask you because I already know. Man, come on now.
They could have been the nice sweet ones that turned fast.
Yeah, right. Janine, how many times did you want? How many times did you say I wanted to have how big he can make his dick?
How big he can what?
Inspector Gadget, you know, whenever he said go gadget something, that motherfucker got real, like his arms got real long, or he go gadget legs. His legs just get real long, and go gadget arm. And I bet you Jadine was like, I want him to say go gadget dick. I can't wait to see him say go gadget dick.
I did not.
I bet Jadine was disappointed every show. He still didn't say go gadget dick. Everybody looking at you. You know, and see, Wick, you just hit it. That, you know, she was like, that's that bullshit right there. Everybody like to look at you.
No.
I don't even know why I watched
that
shit.
That was the Pink Panther, because for some reason, I don't know why, I just used to visualize him with a big dick. You know his tail used to be so
long, that's
and he was
That's going to be that's going to be on my playlist.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You got to make a whole little CD of all your little favorite. You know what I'm saying? That would be hard. And every time the news would change.
Beat some shit up for that, man.
Boy, I'm trying
okay.
to think. That would be. Ooh.
Okay,
ooh.
Now, Wick, you got to dress the part, man. You got to dress the part, man. You got to dress the part.
The pig pie can be black pepper.
No. You got to dress the part now.
Okay, if that's the case, now, I could, which one? Inspector Crusoe or the cartoon one? Now, the song's on both ones, now. I could be Inspector Crusoe.
I could be Inspector Crusoe.
I used to
think he was going to sneak in on me and
see
in the middle of the night, the Pink Panther.
Lord, have mercy.
What in the world, bro? The Pink Panther will come in there.
If you put Pink Panther in reality, he probably would have had babies everywhere because he was a slick.
Oh, yeah.
He's that playboy motherfucker. And if y'all ever looked at him, he had them green eyes too. Old pink ass motherfucker with green eyes. That motherfucker would have had babies everywhere.
It's green eyes. How about Pepe Le Pew? Yeah. You know, he was a player too.
Oh, no. Not Pepe
Le Pew. Pepe
Le
Pew was a pimp, man.
Nah, he wasn't no pimp not smelling like that.
He's going to make her love him.
So, hell no. You ain't pimping like that. You couldn't even get the other skunk.
He didn't catch the other skunk.
Oh, see,
he that's why she was a cat.
Yeah, he wanted the cat.
Hey, hold on, y'all. I got to tell y'all, the coolest motherfucking one line I ever heard in a cartoon was Tom. That motherfucker, he had old girl, he was rubbing her head. He was like, "You're so round, so firm, so fully packed." I said, "Yeah, Tom."
That had to be
the coolest line in cartoon history. I mean, if y'all ever go to YouTube and just that motherfucker,
yeah,
he was like,
yeah, the link back
like,
rubbing her hair.
Right. He had a link back rubbing her hair. He said, "You're so round, so firm, so fully packed." I Tom to grab the host of that ass and said, "Fully packed." I said, "Oh, Tom, a motherfucking player." I tried to actually use that line when I was a kid. The girl was like, "Why you like me?" I'm like, "Because you so round, so firm, so fully packed." She looking like, "I know I heard." You know, she looking like, "I know I heard this bullshit somewhere before. Where the fuck have I heard this shit?"
You are silly, man.
I know. What are you going to do with him?
Hey, shit. By the time she done went home and watched cartoons, it's too late now. I done got my pumps. This motherfucker got the pump on me on Tom and Jerry, you son of a bitch. I'm pumping like a motherfucker, boy.
Hey, Chaz, what about Heckle and Jekyll?
I never watched Heckle and Jekyll. I never got into that cartoon.
Woody Woodpecker?
Ooh, Woody was smooth, too. But Woody had some tricks.
Woody Woodpecker
had some tricks.
Woody was bisexual. I say, boy.
Yeah, fuck on Ligor.
Yeah, he was smack shit out of motherfucker,
right
too.
He be talking smack your ass.
What about Mr. Magoo?
He wasn't gonna get no pussy.
What all them big old glasses he had on?
He wasn't getting no pussy. So I was trying to. I was trying to find a motherfucker that I like. Okay, I can learn some shit from this motherfucker. Like I said, Tom, that line, hey, I got her pants off. I got her shirt off. I was pumping like a motherfucker. Hey.
You can laugh from the dress.
Y'all talk about Pepe the Pew.
Pepe the Pew.
He was throwing some lines on that cat, though.
Yeah, he was.
She was trying to run, but he was throwing some lines, though.
Yeah, but that don't work, man. So I didn't, you know, you didn't want to use no lines that you didn't think that would work. See, Tom,
right.
Shit works.
What is his name? You sitting there on Pearl Bunny?
He wasn't getting no pussy either. He was too busy trying to fuck Bug. I only watch cartoons that try to teach me how to get some. I would try to get some. I wouldn't watch
it. I tell you, he was a nice shaped cartoon. What was He Man's sister? She-Ra.
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 Yeah.
Wonder Woman was banging.
That's when you had them underoos. Those with the
super.
Yeah. You know what? I swear to God, when I was a kid, I think I showed my dick to every girl that out there. I had my Flash, my Captain America. Look. Hey, they be like, let me see your underoos. As soon as I show them, you know, I'm going to pull my dick out here.
Did you ever play
Batman and Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we played Batman and Robin. But
did you ever dress like them?
I mean, if you had your underoos on, but shit, I mean, I was trying to.
I like Superman. Was you Superman?
I wanted Catwoman. Shit, I was ready for Wonder Woman to come over.
Catwoman, somebody, She-Ra.
Right. I'm telling you.
I'd have took the Thundercats shit.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
so
there
wasn't
nobody trying to play no cops and robbers because didn't nobody want
to be the cop.
Okay. Can't nobody be the cop in the hood.
Okay.
Everybody robbers.
Yeah, everybody's a robber. I don't want to be the cop. What's wrong with being the cop? Cop's a snitch. He's a pig. Cop's a pig.
The fuzz.
Oh, mm-hmm. I say, man, hey, like I said, you used to have fun back then.
Yeah.
Did Wonder Woman have like a lasso or something like that?
Yep, the lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Golden lasso, make tell the truth.
And I was always trying to lasso somebody, but you know, you end up whipping them.
Oh, wow.
Because you keep trying to make it wrap around them. Like, the shit don't work. Whipping the shit out of
the kids. See, now, if any little boy sat there and all that time let you do that, then he was into SMM way back then.
No.
He knew he was going to like it.
Right. Keep whipping me. Keep whipping me, Wonder Woman. Keep whipping me.
You kidding, man?
That was old Charlie. I ain't never gonna forget him. He used to follow behind me all the time.
Charlie, he shit whipped out of it. He getting the shit whipped out of him trying to get him a piece.
He probably getting dominated now because of you.
Right. He fucking around with Miss Pimp now. Shit, that's what that is. He done stopped fucking with Miss Pimp now, thanks to you. Miss Pimp got it with all kind of mask on and shit.
The little rubber suit with the you just got the the face, with the, cover your mouth up.
Man, ain't nobody doing all that shit.
That's why I wouldn't do handcuffs. I'm damn sure I ain't doing none of that crazy junk.
I would try
TJ Hook.
I done got older now, so I would try handcuffs that now. When I was younger, nah,
hey,
I wouldn't
know what,
try it, but...
You a better man than me, because I ain't doing no damn handcuffs.
Why not?
We can do the toy handcuffs. The plat, I ain't doing no steel.
Why?
Do I have to have a reason?
Yeah.
I might have did something that week or something to you, and you ain't forgot. Nah, I forgot about any. Nah, anything can happen. You can hell, you can get possessed by a demon or something and kill me. I don't know. You ain't handcuffing me. I'm sorry. We could do any other things. We could do the ribbon. We could do the ribbon. Tie each other up with the ribbon. No, but no steel.
Well, shit, if it's tight enough, you still ain't going nowhere.
Nah, I'm tying each other up, you know, me and my arm tied to your arm. You're not tying me up to nothing, to no bed post or nothing like that.
Why you don't want nobody to take over?
Hell nah.
You want to lay there and be relaxed and let her do what she want to do to you.
You could do that without my hands tied up.
Nah, because I want to see you squirm.
Nah, you don't want to see me. I don't want to squirm, so. That's like asking a Spartan to get on his knees. Squirm. Nah,
I want
to
see you. I just want to see you go crazy.
I just can't do it.
Poor baby.
I'm sorry. We could do other things.
I don't know, Wick. I would try it, now, man. I would.
And like I said, you're a better man than me. I'm giving you thumbs up.
Wick and Ted, I got everybody in the tree. I got everybody in the tree.
Oh, no. I can't hear you.
In the tree.
Yeah, you going out, huh?
I couldn't hear you, baby. What you say?
I said, have you ever had sex in a tree?
Sex in a tree?
In a tree? I had sex under a tree.
Does
that count?
I don't think I've ever been able to get a girl to climb up a tree. They be like,
exactly.
Nigga, crazy.
Sex on bleachers?
Climb up no goddamn tree. Yeah, now bleachers, yeah. Behind the bleachers.
On a swing? Do that count? A swing?
Yeah. On swing is cool.
Oh, okay.
But that depends on who's riding.
I don't know about the tree. You know, that's kind of narrow, and you know, I like to try.
Nah, yeah. You gotta find a nice, sturdy, fat tree.
Fuck around, flip my ass off that motherfucker.
Right.
hitting it from the back, like, oh yeah, oh. Nah. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know about no tree shit. Cause she going to be nervous.
Then
she
I might
be
not
trying to hold,
right? Because I might be scared of, you know, a falling. That might throw my rhythm
right
off. Yeah,
You got to be on the ground. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're doing when you climb that tree.
No, I'm not
climbing a tree.
Do I look like Spider-Man?
Tree house with a ladder, then I'll be up there.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we can do that.
Right, shit.
That's different in a tree house, but
you said the tree.
I just said in a
you
tree.
I said the tree up there with the branches and the leaves.
Yeah. Branches and the leaves. What if we start rolling or something and a branch go up my ass or something? No, see this.
Before you can start, you got to make sure your situation is stable.
just too many scenarios to go wrong. I'm pumping hard in the bird, think I'm a nest to come fly in my ass or something. This shit,
I know.
Just too much shit that can go wrong.
Nah, you just got to find that tree. I'm telling you, trust me.
I'm pumping you when the squirrel come pumping me.
That air climb on me is all over.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. You jumping. You done jumped, and then it made me slip and fall. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm taking a bit. I'm taking you with me.
We came up here together. We're going to come down together.
It's like Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill went up the hill.
And on the way down, if I can make it happen like a cartoon where I can flip it over, that I can fall on you, that
would
be even
crazy. Nah, you just DM, we be stuck together on the road together.
Oh,
hey, I wish I still wish to this day I could tell that lady, I could tell that lady I'm sorry. That lady that I body slammed on Broadway, but I refused to hit that ground. So if I did, I'd slip.
You are not right.
Shit. I jumped, I hit that sheet of ice, and my feet went in the air, and all I could see, only thing I could grab was that lady. Shit, I grabbed that lady and
threw her up.
We said,
swung
ass around like.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Dog, all I could hear her was like, get off of me. Get off of me. I was like, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're wrong for that one.
It's summertime. Hey, it's time for them shorts and them slips. And them little skimpy swimsuits.
Yes, sir.
You know what? You're absolutely right. SinCityRadioShow.com. Hey, please post them. Please post them. Like I say, y'all, we back. We Sin City. We're not Sin. Let me reiterate this. We're not Sin City. We're not SinCity.net anymore. I know the show comes. We're going to change the music. We're going to change all that. But it's now SinCityRadioShow.com.
Okay.
So we're back on, you know, working a few bugs out still. But nevertheless, you know, we're back on. So.
What's up with Father Time?
You said what?
I said, how Father Time doing?
I had no idea.
Okay.
He's doing all right.
He's doing all right.
I have no idea. I don't. I really don't. I'm not being funny. I don't.
Right.
Wick says he's doing good, so.
Yeah, I seen him the other day. He stopped over this way.
No, okay.
Oh.
Like I was saying, it's SinCityRadioShow.com. We back in effect. You know what I'm saying? We get, like I said, we working the bugs out of it. But nevertheless, you still can get on. You know what I'm saying? You still can post pictures, videos, and whatnot. You know, so and once again, and I'm just letting everybody know that it's like. If you want to post, like, a homemade video, like, you know, why, you know, video from, like, your phone or something, download Dropbox. Download Dropbox. It would be a whole lot easier, you know, because you need a URL. They'll give you a URL, and you'll be able to just download it and go from there.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I'm sorry.
What was that?
I'm gonna say, what y'all think about old dude that owns the Clippers?
The Clippers own
that band for life.
Good.
You know what? Pussy, a nigga's quickest downfall. That's all I can say about it.
True enough, he's a racist and a bigot, but that bitch set him up.
She set him up.
She set him up. You know what I'm saying? Well, true enough, he's a racist and a bigot. He thought he was saying that shit under his own home. Motherfuckers already knew he was a racist and a bigot. But this bitch got 100-something tapes of him.
I mean, what did he say?
Because he's also I give black people cars, I give them clothes, I give them food. You don't give me nothing, first of all.
He don't want that bitch to be seen with no black motherfuckers. Cause he's
right.
She took a picture with goddamn Magic.
Right. He was mad.
Why you taking that picture with that motherfucker? You know, she said, nigga, don't you know you got black people on your team? He said, motherfucker, I feed them, I clothe them, I buy them houses. Shit.
But he don't give nobody nothing. They earn that, honey. He don't give nobody nothing.
They paycheck. He said, I don't want you around them motherfuckers. That's basically what he was saying.
But it's a lot of people they should have been got. They just mad now because old girl put it out on tape and showed it to the public. That's the only reason why they fired him and charged him $2.5 million and banned him from NFL. He can't even go to the games. He's banned from NBA, period.
Yeah, but the NBA is a fucking
big. He can't do nothing. Yeah, that's
well,
right. Half of them is.
But you know what?
That ex-wife was pissed.
Half-wife's going to be pissed, and he got a girlfriend.
Hold on, everybody can't talk at once. I hear everybody's point, but I heard Janine say something about the wife. What was you saying?
I just said the ex-wife. I heard the ex-wife get on there. She was pissed the fuck off. I said she probably won't beat the shit out the new wife like this. You done fucked up my money.
Okay.
that's his wife.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out too.
That's his wife.
That's his wife still.
No, his ex-wife got on TV and said something.
Jody,
his ex-wife. Okay. The one he was married to before, she was like, he ain't no basis. Like, he ain't no. He's
no,
like,
that's
oh,
his wife
y'all
that said all
here.
That. That's his.
Now, wasn't she black? Wasn't she black?
No, she's white.
No,
that was his wife. That was his wife that said he's not prejudiced and all that. He's still married. That's the same wife. The other chick is his girlfriend. And the reason she brought them tapes out because his wife suing her for some shit, for his partner.
Because old dude gave her a $1.8 million duplex or apartment complex.
Yeah.
All he ain't got about three cars.
Cars.
So he's still with the wife.
That's where all this started from.
So it should all start from.
He took his wife's side. Instead of the girlfriend, and the girlfriend said, you know what, I'm going to get you back. You're going to pay for this.
Yeah. But who was he saying he didn't want to hang around the black folks, the girlfriend or the wife?
No.
He had
a case before that he said he wasn't written to black people, Mexicans, you know, any minority in his apartment buildings.
Call them vermin. He called them vermin.
This was some years ago, so they already knew he was prejudiced.
Yeah,
been in the public being prejudiced because he was like, I ain't renting them vermin into my apartments.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They can rent somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they can't rent here.
And so why is the girlfriend wrong?
Huh? I didn't say the girlfriend was wrong.
Somebody said the girlfriend was wrong. He shouldn't have said what he said.
Well, she played
him. But she realized.
But she's doing it for the wrong reasons. Though. Ain't like the bitch doing it because she's like, I just want to bring heat prejudice. Nah, she's doing it because she's a scrump, because she got her feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? She ain't doing it because she's trying to change his, you know, show the world how bad he is.
You really think she gives a fuck about that old motherfucker? You really think that young girl, she thinking about that money?
That's it.
It's all about money.
So her feelings got hurt because he's going to cut that bitch money off.
So she got a man and said, I'm going to hurt you one way or another.
And she's still getting more money.
She's going to get her money however she can get. This was my thing. Now, when she first got this old motherfucker, you know, he was spitting out all kind of racist shit. Had to be from the get-go.
Now, she was mixed.
Yeah, she black and Latino. Black and Latino.
Well, what'd that tell you about her?
Saying all that crazy shit.
You know, I mean, now, me being as a man, even if I did have an old shooter mama, she gonna call me so many niggas, but for so many times, you know what I'm saying?
He said, go call me that shit.
You know what I'm saying? And that's no damn 2 years of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Say it can slip maybe once, huh? I'd let you.
Yeah. Once. Why?
You know, tell you second time, you know, next time I might have to put my hands on you, woman.
Yeah, fuck this, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I can imagine how he was talking to that young broad.
Yeah.
Right, and she allowed it, though. That's the whole cold part. She allowed it to happen because it was all about money. She shouldn't have never degraded herself like that.
How much was that apartment building he bought her?
$1.8 million.
Right.
She's sending in the money. She don't give a fuck about what nobody think about her.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
She don't give a fuck with her millions. She don't give a
fuck. Okay.
She don't give a fuck with that motherfucker thing. But she's sitting there with her millions. She put it in her ass and she took that shit, however he was. She took the shit and she got paid.
Ain't no difference.
She can do that, and you know, and the Kardashians are fucking role models for some of these little young girls out here now. You know what I'm saying? That's who they fucking look up to. So it's like that.
Well, hell,
I can get this motherfucker, and he's part of the NBA. Oh, shit, let's go hard. And you right.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how you or me
or how to feel about her at this point. She don't give a fuck about that man.
She don't
have to turn on her 65-inch TV to look at none of that shit. And y'all wonder why I have dick and travel. Because of shit like this.
What you say, Wick?
Yeah, why, y'all wonder why I have dick and just and travel. Because of goddamn shit like this.
Hold on. Wick, I'm pretty sure they not finna make no takes about you. You might got some sex tapes out there,
but
I don't think you got no audios.
You ain't gonna get no audios.
I mean, that shit right there, that was just crazy. I mean, for him to say what he said, and like everybody, I mean, we all agree, shit, all them old rich white motherfuckers is racist. We all agree with that.
Yeah, we all know that.
You know, that's not, I mean, he ain't say nothing that we didn't already know he was thinking, you know.
Yeah,
but
true.
Now, I couldn't work for the motherfucker.
I mean,
you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, they sitting there saying this, that, and the other right now.
But you
got to
finish out your
shit.
Contract and all that shit. I mean, no.
I mean, okay, that's just like to say that motherfuckers that I work for, I'd be a damn lie if I sit here and say all these motherfuckers like black people. You know what I'm saying?
God.
These motherfuckers don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't. And you know what I'm saying?
I guess it's different when it come out in the open.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, they give you all the inklings that is there. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, the where I work, I mean, motherfuckers give you an inkling that, you know what I'm saying, okay, you white, I'm white, you're black, you know, but now he's not going, the motherfucker ain't going to do it in front of the tenants, but now if a tenant actually accidentally overhear him or tape him, then yeah, then it's going to be brought to more to the forefront like this, that, and the other, but other than that, no, I mean, you know, shit, it is what it is. I mean, white America is going to be white America. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and, you know, yeah, he said it, but I'm going to go on the ledge and just say this. He said it in the privacy of his own home. It wasn't like he made
right.
a statement out there. He didn't put it out there. She put it out there.
Right.
Now,
yeah, she put it out there.
Right. I mean, he didn't come out publicly like, I don't like niggas. You know, he in privacy of his own home. Now, in all honesty, y'all might not agree with me. Y'all might say I'm wrong. But, shit, his privacy was invaded. If I was him, I'd be
right.
doing that bitch. I'd sue her for everything. Bitch, you invaded
that's
my
what they, That's true. Because it was in the privacy of his home, but she recorded him, so it was a setup, and she knew what she was doing.
That's the whole thing I was saying. She set him up. I mean, hey,
Do it matter where he's saying it at? What if it was at
home? I mean, motherfucker, but you already knew.
What if they were out at dinner or something like that, and he was just talking to her? Whatever he said to her, why is it that she don't have the right to say it out loud to somebody?
Right.
She don't have the right to tape him. In his house?
No, she don't. She don't have the right to tape nobody without their knowledge of being taped.
In his house?
Right.
For what? To set him up?
It doesn't make a difference. Even if they were out to dinner and she's recording him without him knowing that he's being recorded, that's set up. That's
yeah, because I don't know about that.
Well,
the only reason
young woman.
Yeah, he did. He did. I agree with you on that 10. He did get played.
Yeah, played.
He got played.
He got played. He should have known that, being 79, 80 damn years old, trying to give it a damn.
Exactly. what else is she with you for if it ain't for the money?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. What else is she with you for?
For the money.
Like, really?
For the financial stability. That's all she. I mean, but you know what? He know it though, and his wife know it too.
Yeah, to know it.
First of all, because he'd be cupcaking with her at the damn games,
at all the games in the front row.
In the front row. And your wife up in the damn loft, and you down in the front row with your damn mistress. Ain't that about a bitch?
They all know. That's the same way, you know, and I hate to bring it up, but that's the same way how I felt about President Clinton. I mean, shit, his wife knows that young girl is sucking his dick. Why the fuck do it need to be brought to the public to the point where it ruins a man's life? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of women should take out the Hillary. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of women should take out the Hillary. She's
like
stuck with her man.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? She did. But I'm saying, why was it up to the country to say, oh, well, let's impeach this man or let's get him out of office because he likes to get his dick sucked? You know, that's bullshit. You know, he likes to fuck young girls, and his wife was cool with that. So why the fuck is it up to everybody else to say, oh, he was wrong for this, and he shouldn't have done that, and he shouldn't have done this? Celebrities, they are people just like me and you. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, what the fuck makes them so different or so high and mighty to where it's a big uproar, like, you know what I'm saying, like Cass said, the people who I work for, the people who he worked for, shit, the people who you work for, they don't necessarily want to employ us, but they have to, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to invite us to their home,
exactly.
But they'll
employ us,
you know, and they calling us niggas every time they sign our paycheck, gotta sign this paycheck for this fucking amount to these niggas, you know what I'm saying, you know how they fucking do it, you know.
They ain't doing nothing no different than everybody else is doing, only they got money and they're in the public eye, so it's a big deal.
And it was so funny how the NBA, the other owners, they so hush-hush, like, man, you know what? Man, just do your time, man, and do something, because if you don't want they dirt to get out, too, you know?
Yeah, you're making us look bad. You're making us look bad.
You're making us look bad. Right. Man, you know,
I mean, but this is what I want to understand. How are you going to make this man sell his team?
Yeah.
I mean, the fans have to do that. That's the only people that can do that.
Yeah. Well, after those sponsors, the sponsors is leaving now. So after a while, he gonna have no choice.
You know what? And you know what? For all we know, the person over the NBA who made that decision and that man are best friends, and they finna go play golf right now somewhere. And he feel the same damn way, only it didn't make it out to the public. You know what I'm saying?
We got to make it look good.
But that man is still going to make his money off the NBA one way or the other.
Oh, yeah. He bought the team for $12 million. He bought the team for $12 million.
That man, except now he can't do what he do publicly no more.
Yeah.
That's it.
So if he bought for $12 million and he sell it for $500 million, shit, he made a real come up, you know. So it don't look like shit to him, as far as money.
Right.
And they gonna keep on doing the same shit that they've been doing, and they somewhere at a party together right now, living it up, talking about, hey man, you know, we have to make it look good for the public. I understand. You know,
hey,
it's
you
got all about
the fall guy now. You got to take the fall.
Exactly.
Man, I wish I could do it the other way and be racist and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Black folks, if we racist, we get called all kinds of stuff. Oh, why are you guys doing this? It's a double standard. You guys say the nigga word and we can't and all this.
What was that movie? Who said you broke? Y'all seen The Fight Temptation, where Cuba Junior gets fired from his job, and he like, you know, that's what we do. He said, but you broke the 11th rule. Thou shalt not get caught. That's where you fucked up. You know, that's where you fucked up. You got caught. But ain't shit finna change. You just can't do what you've been doing in the public eye no more. You can't be affiliated with this business publicly. But you know, they got so much money tied up into it in the back that they still, you know, ain't shit changing.
All right, at the end of the day, he's still going to get paid on the back end. He's just not in the forefront no more. He's just going to be sitting in the motherfucking front row.
Right.
All
right. And he's going to have another young mistress doing the same shit he's been doing, and only he's going to pack that bitch down every time. You know what I'm saying?
He gonna have a metal detector on the next bitch. I wish this bitch would come through this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's gonna start drawing up contracts, bitch. If you breathe a word of anything, I ain't gonna sue you for everything you got. You know what I'm saying? That's lesson learned for these rich motherfuckers. They got too much
right,
money.
Right, fuck shit.
See, Cam, you should have gave him your contract.
Right, he'd have my contract. He'd have been set.
He'd been straight. The man laws. Keep your bitch in
right. check. And there you go, man. Man law 117. Keep your bitch in check. All right, y'all. We gotta get out of here. We're gonna go down this list. Wait, you ain't last words for a dog.
Great show as usual, fellas. Glad to hear y'all still up and going. Catch y'all next week.
Oh, we ain't going nowhere, baby. We like Puffy. Thought I told you that we ain't going to stop.
Take that.
Don't be out there
dancing like Puffy. Don't be out there dancing like him now.
I'm finna do my boo now. Take that. Yeah,
you gotta give him that.
That Diddy Bop song.
Can't stop making no billions. You're going to see him dancing all around TV like Puff.
You goddamn right, boy. Y'all motherfucker, boy. Y'all going to be talking about Puffy ain't got shit on this motherfucker. All over the goddamn place.
He's gonna be popping up like that Drake school. You remember when Drake was everywhere? Pink was fucking putting Drake at all kinds of situations. He's gonna be popping up. Yeah, yeah. Take all that nigga, yeah, at the Grand Canyon. How you get there doing that pick that? Yeah, yeah. Y'all
gonna hear Father Time if y'all don't want anybody all up in y'all videos. Bad to the motherfucker, because I'm going to be all over the place. All right, y'all. Miss Pip, you got any last words for us? Did she say uh-uh?
No, that was me.
Oh, I was about to say, damn, Miss Pell, you ain't got to be like that. But okay, we're going to move on. Liquor Store, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, this was a really, really good show. Lots and lots of laughs. I've had a blast tonight. You know, I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. My man, Molly Maul. Any last words for us, brother?
Hey, once again, great show, you know. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. I'm trying to promote y'all the best way I can to people at work and out and about, you know what I'm saying, to give them a call, man. You can say anything you want. Anybody gonna say nothing bad about you, you know. You can be free for a couple hours, you know.
So, and that's what's up. That's what's
up. Y'all have a good weekend, and hopefully I get the chance to talk to y'all on Tuesday.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Miss Peaches, you still here? Okay.
Probably on mute.
Right. Everybody press mute. All right. Janine, you ain't last words for us.
Yes, this is a good show. I enjoyed myself. Well, you know, I had a good day anyway. So I would definitely be on here next week. Everybody enjoy the rest of their week.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks to everybody that was listening via internet. I got these contracts written up if y'all ready to get some pimping in your life. Oh, fuck this. I'm going to be a pimp, but I ain't pimping them out to nobody but myself. So you're getting some of this pimping in your life. Hey, what my man say? You bring you some of this pimping in your life, bitch. Come on down. No, I'm just bullshitting. Hey, same bad time, same bad channel. All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.